Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, y'all? This is Easy, most known unknown, Easy Old Soul. Back at y'all with another radio show. I know it's been a minute since y'all heard from me. And we've since moved the radio content to a different page. So we will only really be doing interviews on this page. And tonight I got a guest on from the battle rap world. I've been trying to get this man on for I don't know how long. My god damn, this man, he's a hard worker, so I respect his grind, I respect his hustle. But we gonna get Heavy Half on tonight. And we gonna talk battle rap. So I'm gonna see if I get this man on real quick. Give me a second. Should be calling in soon enough. And I want to say I appreciate the loyal fans. Like I said, we moved to SoundCloud. It just was better for us. We had more time. We had more time to discuss and stuff like that. And we got our videos from SoundCloud on SoundCloud as well as YouTube. YouTube, you can just type in Brohood Radio and you'll find us, subscribe to us. We got some good content on there. We got some more videos coming. And then SoundCloud is /Brohood Radio. Bro Labs Radio. And got some good content on there as well. So we just got it all coming along. So I'm going to see if we get this man on real quick. I want to say shout out to our loyal fans on Blog Talk. I'm glad that y'all always sticking with us. I'm glad y'all always listening to the content, viewing stuff. I just appreciate it all. So with that, I want to say I appreciate it and keep supporting us. Please go check out our other pages and sites and stuff like that. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee you that. I also have a page, Old Soul Hip Hop and Rap. Go check that out on YouTube. I just reviewed the Gnome 7 card. It was great. It was a good look for battle rap, although the content was really tough because smack ass. I don't know what happened, but it was great. So, you know, hold on one second. Let me see if I can get this man on here, real quick. Hold on one second, real quick. Yep, back on. Sorry about that, guy.
Hello.
What's good, bro?
What's good? What's good, Heavy Half, man? God damn, boy, you hard to get a hold of.
What's good, my nigga? I'll be busy, man. I got kids.
Yeah, I hate you, man. I ain't mad at you. Just checking in, and I appreciate you calling in. Appreciate you giving me a little bit of your time. For the fans out there, this is a man I met unexpectedly, and talked to him about battle rap. I didn't think he was a fan. I didn't even know he was gonna be a fan of it, but he was a fan of it, thank God. And he also does more than just he's more than just a fan of it. He does it himself. He's been in the field. He knows about it. You know, this man is damn near trying to solidify himself in history, and I'm gonna be there to watch it every step of the way. Heavy Half, let people know who you are.
What's good, man? You already know. So Heavy, Chicago. You know what I'm saying? North side, uptown in the building. All you gotta do is go on YouTube, type in Heavy Half, and you know what I'm saying? You'll see I got a decent collection. I ain't the top nigga, but I'm one of them niggas, you know what I'm saying? I try.
Hey, you do more than try, man. I've seen some of your battles, man. You're busy. I think you're trying to be light. I don't need that right now. I don't need none of that light shit. I don't need that.
I'd rather be humble with these fuck niggas. Because when I'm on stage, it's kind of overwhelming. These niggas don't know what to do with themselves. So, you know, I gotta be nice at first.
Man, fuck all that. I ain't trying to hear all that. Swave ain't gonna go for all that niceness, man. I ain't trying to hear none of that, man. Shit, man.
Ain't nobody worried around here. Bro, this is Chicago. I'm not worried about that man, bro. I'm a fuck buddy up, smoke some good dope, chill in the hotel, hopefully with something decent. And then I'm going home, bro. You know what I'm saying? Back to the city where it's really cracking it.
I feel you, man. But tell the people a little bit about how you got started, man.
If y'all don't know, Gorilla Warfare is the home. You know what I'm saying? We had like a tryout battle, you know, Big T and shit, right?
Yeah, of course.
I know Big T. Yeah, you know, I'm talking to the fans. You know what I'm saying? I ain't talking to you, nigga.
You never know.
So I started with the, you know what I'm saying, with them and shit. It was like, they had a tryout. Like, if you beat everybody in the tryout, you get to battle Big T or whatever. I believe that was how it was supposed to be or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I battled on there and shit, battled some nobodies and shit, kicked their ass. And then I battled Steve Staples. He just had a battle with RBE, matter of fact. You know what I'm saying? He was on the 1SK battles. I had a battle with him. I just kept moving. Now I had a battle with a couple unknown niggas or whatever. Then I battled Steve Staples. I ran into ARP when I battled Steve Staples and shit. That's how I wound up getting on the RBE team and shit and battling over there because he seen me in Chicago putting in work and shit. But I just been battling, bro. I battled Big Cannon. You feel me? I battled XL. I know niggas know XL, you know what I'm saying? I battled with Rosenberg, Raw. No, I ain't one of them niggas, but I'm one of them niggas, you know what I mean?
Shit, that's what I'm talking about, man. I'm going to have to holler at ARP, man. He playing with the battle, man. I need to see this Flaws versus you, man.
He's saving the best for last, bro. That's all. He's saving the best for last, bro.
I feel him, man.
I guarantee you, when this shit drop, bro, you will not be disappointed, man. On the real.
I already know. I told Mug on Facebook, we got the battle rap page on Facebook. I said, this man Floss is about to die. If that nigga actually hit me back like, bro, I think you drunk. No, I'm not drunk. You about to die, man. That's just what it is. Floss.
He wrote back.
Floss, when I hit him up on the battle rap page, I'm telling this man, like, you about to take an L, man, before y'all battle. And he told me I was drunk for saying that.
Yeah.
Now the shit is going to come out, and it's going to show that I might have been a little tipsy, but you fucked him up.
Bro, well, when I get off the stage, everybody was telling me 3-0s. I know you seen the comment, you know what I'm saying, with the motherfuckers who was doing their little repost, recaps and shit. But everybody, when I got out there, was telling me I killed the man, whatever. Either 2-1 or 3-0s and shit. I got a few. Well, I ain't get nobody right. Saying his way, but he did, of course. You know what I mean? But to me, I fucked him up, and I had the room shaker of the fucking event. It was a crazy battle. Period. Me and him, he had some shit. Don't get me wrong. He was going crazy too, but
you know.
Mine was just a little. Mine was better. Fuck that bullshit. Mine was better. So. You know.
Yeah, that show way. You know, so no, I ain't gonna try to sound like a dick, right? I mean, that's not what I am, okay? Fuck your Chicago Heavy. That's not what I am, you know what I'm saying? But
it's Chicago.
I already know it's gonna be a good ass bet. Motherfuckers are still mad that Big Cannon done 3-0 the motherfucker. So it's Chicago getting a lot of hate.
The dog shit out that man, bro. It looked better for him on camera than it was in person, bro. Real shit. Hey, I ain't even let you know I got my other shooter with me right here, bro. Tell me why 100. I don't know if you heard him before. You heard him before?
You talking to the fans? You talking to me right now? Cause I done heard since.
Oh, you
talking to me right now?
Oh, what's good, bro?
Yeah,
tell me why
100. I see one of. What's happening, man?
I'm chilling, man.
I done see your shit before. I done seen your shit before. You got them bars too. I always debate in my mind which one of y'all win against each other.
It never happens. Niggas steady trying to do that. Niggas steady want to see it.
hey, I ain't mad. Y'all got bars for days.
Mm-hmm.
But I know you took a backseat to the rapping game and everything like that. I know you do a little more behind the scenes action right now, but I like the battle that I did see you in. So
yeah,
I got a little
one rounder coming up this weekend against Tone Montana.
Oh my! What the fuck, man? Okay, what the fuck have you had, man? You don't want to talk to a nigga about nothing. When I see his ass, it ain't all that.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely check that out because I fuck with Tone Montana. I like his style, man. That motherfucker get gully with it. But
yeah.
I'm a Chicago native, so I already know you're gonna do this nigga dirty. So I'm not gonna worry about it that much.
Most definitely.
Go have your ass back, man.
So, but yeah, bro.
So you know. We just cool,
man.
Right? I'm a fan for this shit. It's gonna happen, shit. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be crazy, bro. I'm gonna fuck this man up. You trying to come out, bro?
Man, you
gotta come. You need to come to fuck out and catch this flight, bro.
Nigga, I would, but I got some things to work out. So I can't guarantee it, but I will watch that shit if it come on pay per view. Hopefully he ain't on smack shit.
I believe it's gonna be pay per view. I gotta make sure, but I think so. I think it's gonna actually be on pay per view, and you know they pay per view be legit. Did you see the fucking pay per view with? Oh my god, bro!
That shit was fucking man. I did so many blogs on that shit. Fuck with Smack talking about with that damn pay per view, man.
This is the top battle league, bro. What the fuck? Like, I don't understand that, bro.
Yo, content shaky in a month. Like, I still can't watch that shit all the way, man. I said, fuck it, man. I just gave who I thought won and ended it at that, man. I know I got it for I got it for 4 extra days now, but I just don't feel like watching it no more. I tried too many times, man. I'm glad I was able
to. I got a question. You seen the whole Big Cannon battle, right?
With
Craig Lamont. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see how the guy that was standing on the side of him? Now I don't know if you guys know, but they've been getting on my man Steve Staples for saying he was gassing and shit. Did you agree?
You know what? I don't. Maybe just.
You don't even remember, do you?
Maybe
a
just
little
bit. Maybe.
They were trying to crucify my man online, bro.
That's what happens in a battle like that where a motherfucker getting killed. You gotta crucify somebody,
and then you rocking with the nigga who kicking his ass. And I don't know personally, but I think that was Steve Staples' first time out there. Even to feel that, mm-hmm. You know, like, bro, we battled in Chicago, but ain't nothing like battling. You know what I'm saying, OT, and then you in New York, bro. The feeling and then RBE, that's love. So the feeling when you in there, bro, that shit real. So
right.
I think the man was just excited. You and his homie was chilling. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it was like purposely malicious type gas ass shit. You know what I'm saying? You know how niggas do they do all that extra shit.
No,
but he was extra though.
It didn't go that
don't you? He was extra, but he wasn't. I think it was genuine. You know what I'm saying? Like he was just excited and shit, man. I don't think he was trying to purposely get it because this Big Cannon, bro. Like get the fuck. Cannon don't need gas. You feel me?
I think the battle was rocking good enough. And he ain't even need Steve Staples. Y'all should be going hard on that chick, man. Her ass crazy.
Yo, look. That and on top of that, she wasn't even rocking with Big Cannon at first. When the first battle started, she was telling Big Cannon he was gonna get fucked up. You feel me? She was low key on that nigga.
Y'all worry about Steve Staples. They just did that shit just because
let the dyke chick, just go crazy. Like they would let her go crazy. She was drunk as fuck though. You know what I'm saying? She couldn't help it. She was drunk as shit, boy.
Right, but we ain't worried about that. Talk this Swave shit. Talk about how you gonna fuck this nigga Swave up. No offense to you, Swave, because I fuck with you, OG. Talk about how you gonna fuck this nigga up.
You trying to get me jump out of my character, phone. I'm not gonna pump fake that nigga. I ain't finna pump fake with that man, bro.
They already got you on video talking to this nigga, and, exactly, and he's trying to play it off. I see the smile, like. Bro, I ain't even know who you are. Bruh, you knew who the fuck I was. You know who the fuck I was, bro.
That's what these niggas do. That's what I'm saying, bro. That's what these cats do. Like when they up there, when they get high up there, and they see you, you know what I'm saying, they get their head cut out, they don't even see you. I'm like, bro, you know who the fuck I am. You knew who I was when I first was on your heels. But it's cool, cause that don't. I ain't no fucking groupie. I ain't gonna. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
Just know eventually. I ain't gonna keep hunting for you because I ain't hunt for this. I ain't come for this. Niggas didn't ask me, hey, who you want? I don't ask for shit, bro. ARP vouch for that. I don't ask for shit. It's, you call my phone, hey, you a battle whoever? Yep. All right, bro, we gonna get back to you. They get back to me. It's a go. All right, it's a go. Simply that way. Everybody I ever got from them, bro, I ain't ask for shit. Whoever y'all got, sign them up, nigga. I'm gonna do what I do, bro. I never asked for story from the beginning. Niggas is just telling me, like, yo, that'd be a good look. I'm like, all right, cool. That's a good look. I'm gonna fuck them up. But then he got on his, you know what I'm saying, top tier. I don't need to battle you type shit. Cool. But look at God. Look at God. Now you gotta face me. You feel me? I hope you ready, nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. Hope you ready, nigga. They know what I do when I come out there, bro. Ain't no pump. I don't do no pump faking in New York, boy. Motherfuckers know what I do on that stage, boy. I'm coming to fuck something up, period. Like, ain't no. Niggas, bro, he gonna have to.
That's what I'm saying. Now talk that shit, nigga. Talk that shit, nigga. I ain't come for all that soft shit on this interview. I ain't come for that lackadaisical shit. I came to talk that shit, nigga. Hold on, you're doing too much shit talk. You should fuck it up, you're just scrambling. Hello? Ah, damn. I'm sure you're gonna call back up, this call just dropped. Don't call back up, we're gonna finish this shit out. See, that's what happens when we talk too much shit. Motherfucker, calls dropping shit. But he gonna be back home, I'm sure, once his ass figure out he got his call dropping shit. But see, I'm ready to see that. I'm ready to see it. And Swave is my dude, man. Swave, I told him, man, Swave been sunning Chicago niggas for a very long time. You know what I'm saying? I was really looking forward to Young Cannon when he went against Swave, and I thought he was going to really beat him because he was going to come up, and Swave just halted all that shit. So, of course, I'm looking forward to this with Heavy Hat, but I already let that man know. Swave is one of them niggas. He might have been Hollywood when you see him, or he might have just been talking out his ass, saying that he don't know you, he ain't know you and shit like that. That's cool, but he gonna check for you. He know who you are now. He just seen what you did, so he gonna come for you. He definitely gonna come for you, and I can't wait. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna try to catch a flight out of there one time to see one of his battles. No, I definitely gonna try to fuck with him one time. Let me see. Hopefully, this nigga probably still talking shit. Like, legitimately, probably still talking shit. That shit is crazy. That's probably why he ain't even noticed that the car done dropped and shit like that. But that nigga was still talking shit. And that's what I'm looking for from the man. Like, we need that shit. We need that shit in battle rap. Hey, man, I told motherfuckers about Mook and what he did, man. Ain't nothing wrong with saying you number one. Ain't nothing wrong with saying you that nigga. I don't see nothing wrong with that. Yeah, so man, that's just how I feel about that. You gotta go hard. You gotta go hard. Because it ain't no other way to go. So I'm looking forward to this fucking battle. I'm looking forward to this battle. I'm looking forward to this card. What the fuck? This card is crazy, man. The card is. And I hope I ain't sound like Amy Fanning, motherfuckers. I'm not trying to sound like that. But this card, man. This card is crazy. It's snap. You know what I'm saying? I messed with the battles on here. I can't wait to see him. Shout out to Sammy Wild Hunters, man. Tone Montana versus, man, one round. That's just going to be crazy. And you should go check out Sammy Wild Hunters battles, man. I know people don't know him that much, but check out his battles, man. He got some fire on him. That man definitely crazy on the mic. You know what I'm saying? Be honest, I think he might be heavy half if he had a chance. If he had a chance to slay that nigga, he might just not want to say that on the phone, but he probably says that. No, I'm fucking with you. I don't know who will win. That'd be a good ass style clash, though. That'd be almost a Briz and Ill Will type of thing. See, like, get this nigga back home. I can't talk this shit by myself. And they trying to call up or what? You trying to call up or what? Call back, man. Hopefully we get him back on. If not, then we'll see what we can do. I'll also see if I can get him to talk these smack recap battles, man. Who you think won? Because that smack shit, although the pay-per-view was very fuckerish, I got to see what people who are alive get to see, and I thought that shit was great. That was my first time ever ordering a pay-per-view, ever seeing this shit. That was crazy to me. So I was a fan of it from the jump, like from the start. There was no stopping me from seeing that. And I might rewatch these battles, man, but I wasn't a fan of just how long it takes to watch a battle. Like, the content's still fucked up. How is the content still fucked up? It should have been good by now. That shit's still fucked up, so I stopped trying to watch it and shit like that. But I'm going to get back to it soon enough. I want to see some more content from me. This man, that told his ass, this nigga hard-headed. I told this nigga, call back up. I might have to call him if that don't work. But should be calling back up. I've already gave my predictions on the battle. I gave it to him 2-1. I'm pretty sure this nigga gonna say he's gonna 3-0 Sway. And that if he say it, I can't believe it. I can't put it past the man because I've seen his work. It's capable. It's a possibility. I've never seen Sway get 3-0, but it's a possibility. We'll see what happens. Let me see if I get this nigga. I cannot talk shit about myself, man. Can't. I don't care how many minutes I got left. This nigga back off. This shit real quick. Call this nigga back. I can't believe I gotta do this shit.
My kids came back running downstairs all
mad
and shit.
So, motherfuckers, you was talking a little bit too much shit. Shit just dropped.
Oh, my life. I'm like, what the fuck happened?
I'm like, I wonder if this nigga know he ain't even on here no more. He probably still talking shit.
Well, I was still talking, bro. Oh, damn. I was still talking the whole time, bro.
No, man, but like I told motherfuckers, man, I can't wait to see. This card is crazy, man. Like, this is a really good card. And so what you second battle of the night, I think. Either way it go, yeah, nigga. You better set the tone just like you did with Floss, man. I wanna see murder.
You already know, Brian on none but gun smoke, boy.
Yeah, you can't come back home if you ain't got a case on you. You can't come back home, man. That's not the way we do it here. You gotta have a case on you when you come back. Cause you done caught a body.
That nigga already know that his mom child looked that man in his face. They didn't even show the real footage, bro. That wasn't nothing. Cause we was talking some shit, bro.
Oh.
That footage right there wasn't shit, boy. Like, we was being here was talking, bro. I don't know why they did that.
They just gotta give you a little taste, man. They gotta sell that shit, man. I know Sway, man, he ain't just going to be smiling. He going to be talking some shit. Like, what the fuck is you talking about, my nigga? I will body some shit. That's what I was looking for. But, you know, they had to give you a little taste of what could happen.
Yeah, they think, I don't think motherfuckers are sweet.
Yeah.
Well, not
I know the kid's good.
I know the other, you know what I'm saying, niggas over there probably think it's going to be sweet. You know what I'm saying? He going to just, you know, do what he do. But, yeah, all right. We'll see.
Yeah, I know the consensus is you probably the underdog going into that, but that's what the motherfucker got to love, the underdog story. Because when that underdog comes from out of that motherfucker, junkyard dog style.
You feel me? A lot of legends
die, man. Legends die every day, man. And after that, man, I don't care what nobody say. We got had a smack talk. If that happens, I'm hoping for a dirty 30. I called it 2-1 your way.
I ain't gonna lie, bro.
But I'm hoping
if I fuck him up, bro, I'm gonna go for that next.
He got you, man. And I can't see a motherfucker blocking that. If you win against Swave, there ain't no way you can block that. I don't want to hear that. Oh no, this nigga got to do a PG shit. That shit don't work around here. I just bodied one of y'all greats, man. It shouldn't even be a talk about a PG.
Exactly.
Yeah. So hopefully Smack get that call after this. If it's as great as I know it's gonna be, there can't be no question. You know what I'm saying? It's like, who else you got to face? Who other than a legend? And no motherfuckers better not be coming at RBE like, oh, it's just RBE. You know what I'm saying? That's not a smack crowd. You don't know what he can do. I don't want to hear that shit. Because Jay from 400 Block did it, and he bodied Dre Dennis.
That's what a lot of niggas do, bro. If it ain't smack, it don't count. So niggas be thinking they can get away with that. It's cool. But this ain't smack, granted. But this RBE, nigga. Don't act like RBE don't got no respect in these streets, man. Niggas know.
I don't know.
Better act like it.
I'm telling you, man. Real quick, though, I did want to do this with you. I don't know if you've seen any of the battles. Hopefully you did. Any of the known 7 card?
No, I ain't seen none of that shit, bro. My homie Sammy seen that shit, though.
Damn. I'm going to still do it. I'm going to go down the list of the battles. Who you think won? Just your prediction, your perception prediction. So we had Jay Black versus Queen Flip.
Two funny, slow motherfuckers. Oh no, I heard some of the somebody told me some of the bars that were said with them too. I think and I think what's his name choke. So if he choke, he dead automatically. So.
I ain't seen it. Mike P versus what's his name? Dirty Twerk.
Mike P 2-1, man.
You had Shotgun Shug and Av.
Shotgun Shug, 2-1.
Okay. We had Briz versus Ill Will.
A lot of scrutiny. You say Briz versus who?
Versus Ill Will.
Ill Will 2-1.
That's what I had. I had that too. And we had Goods versus T Top.
Goods 3-0.
That shit is crazy. That's all I've heard is Goods 3-0 on that motherfucker. I don't know if it's the truth.
Because it's fucking good. Nigga, ain't nobody finna outdo Goods. It's really.
We had Tay Rock and Chess.
Oh shit. I'm gonna say Rock 2-1, but Rock
tortured that boy second round, boy.
Yeah.
Oh my mama. Chess was on his ass in that first though.
Yeah, I heard Chess's first round was like one of the greatest rounds or something.
I'm sorry. That nigga had Chess had a Tay Diggs. That motherfucker motherfucker, bro. I don't know. I had to give it to Test 2-1. He fucked up a little. I don't know, man. He an up and coming, but he, man. I told motherfuckers, I knew motherfuckers was gonna come at me like that about Rock, but I'm telling you, G. Chess took it, man.
Oh my God!
No, I don't believe. Ain't no nigga finna just come up Rock stage and do that to Rock.
Rock,
I don't believe that.
Rock was wild on Shorty.
They might as well release that footage, man. All that badass fucking pay per view, man. They might as well go ahead and release that shit. Let us get this free footage.
Then you had K-Shine versus Rex, of course.
I did hear that shit. Somebody put that on Facebook, so I seen some of that. I seen two rounds of that. I'ma say, when I first heard Rex first round, I was like, oh shit. But then when I heard Shine, I was like, yeah, if Shine keep this up, it's pretty much gonna be a landslide. So. And that's pretty much what happened. So,
you get Rex the first round?
I don't know, man. Nah, because it wasn't enough.
I think
Shine had a lot in his first, bro.
It was too many. It was more punches than what it was supposed to be.
It wasn't personals, but I mean, who does personals?
Get that nigga Shine. I never treated you like a.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Bro.
That was crazy.
What?
That get that nigga Shine, bro. I was crazy. Get that nigga Rex. I still get that round of
K-Shine,
though, man.
K-Shine
was
going
crazy.
It was hard to see that, man, what happened to Rex. It was hard.
It was hard to watch them niggas battle each other.
I mean, I seen the angle that Rex had, you know what I'm saying? I understand what he was saying. Like, I did this so you can shine even more. But, nigga, you can't say that after a while because K-Shine already kind of, he already good. You know, if he was up and come out, I understand.
Yeah, it ain't like you passing the torch because he's pretty much established, bro. So, ain't nothing really, you supposed to do that a long time ago if that's the case. You know what I'm saying? I don't see it that way. You were supposed to fuck him up. If you took your foot off the gas, if you decided to, you know what I'm saying, whatever. That's on you, man. You gotta take that L, man. Ain't no excuses for it.
Man, that shit pissed me clean off, man. I was so distraught about that. Look, I don't even use those words. My nigga was distraught about that. These niggas yelling 3-0 in the second round. 3-0 in the second round, man. There ain't no coming back from that.
Oh my God, King Shad said. That's why his name is Rick.
Either.
That was nasty.
I forgot about that
box.
That was too short, niggas losing their mind, bro. That shit was cold.
Yeah, so much, like, so much in it, bro.
They be always talking about the math hoppers and the show offs and you know what I'm saying, shotgun shields and shit with the aggression and all that shit. But these little bitty niggas be mad too, man. A lot of these little niggas got a lot of Napoleon complexes and be going crazy. And don't nobody ever be saying it's too much or they fucking up hip hop and shit. Nigga, then what's the name just beat a nigga up? The fuck is this nigga named Born? Boy, he just caught a W with the head.
I see he's piecing get right.
And he about a rapper, right?
Fucking
hip hop up, beating up little beating niggas up. Boy, quit fucking hip hop up, man.
Damn.
If that was a big nigga, you gotta get. Forgot it.
Born was fighting
the.
Nah, yeah, true.
And he got it out of there. Y'all niggas fucking hip hop up, man. Beating niggas up.
Born was little as hell. Fuck.
Hey, y'all know. Born's fucking him up. They need to run that back. They chose to run it again.
But they said Born got watched at first because he blindsided Born. Then they said it was the second round.
That was the second round?
They said it was the second round. They said dude snuck Born and whooped him real quick. But it was like a blindside. Then Born, you know, nigga blindside.
Yeah.
Put some stuff together. Now when they square back up, then Born
he put his hands on.
Born whooped his ass.
Wow. Salute to Born for beating niggas up. Little niggas throwing hands. Salute to little niggas that got hands.
all around the world.
That was some good shit. That was some good shit. That night was a good shit, but I know this next shit is going to be some good shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so May 6th,
man. Blood, sweat, and tears, man. It's going to be crazy. You know,
man.
RB, they don't play no games, man. They making hell of cards, man. All the cards that get made over here, bro, you see they be real good, you know what I'm saying, matches, bro. Niggas just gonna be throwing whoever the fuck together just because niggas is hot. They actually take pride in their matchups, man.
Yeah, and it be some solid shit, man. It don't be no fucker.
Yeah.
Like, the crowd, I fucks with the crowd.
Worthy
I fucks
right
with that RBE crowd, except for old girl. She was lit.
Yeah, I mean, God bless her, man. She was excited, man. Liquor got into it. She was trying to be a boy, man. You know, niggas, she was around niggas being niggas and shit. She got excited, man, you know. You know you can't let a bitch, you know bitches get too excited. They think they're part of something.
Shout out to the shorties of Battle Rap. Shout out to girls of Battle Rap. They be having fire, too. 40 bars. I can't wait to see that shit, man. I'll be honest.
Yeah,
I'm fucking with your shit, but I can't wait to see that shit.
I'm just glad. I know they gonna bring bitches out, so that's what it is. You know?
Hey, I ain't mad at you, man. Ah, shit. All right, brother, I'm gonna get up out of here, man. I appreciate the interview from you ever had, man. I'm gonna fuck with you this week.
You already
I'm gonna
know.
Get ready for work. You know, that bullshit I gotta go to, but I gotta go.
Right on.
So I appreciate you, man. Tell Sammy Wild Hunters, man, I'm gonna be looking for that battle as well. I appreciate him coming on, you know, helping me out too. Salute y'all, man. I'm gonna holler at y'all.
All right, my dude.
All right, man.
All right.